with what I found, and was just about to leave when I noticed a light streaming from under the door of a small file room at the end of the hallway. Thinking nothing of it, I headed to turn it off. Now, I'm 6'2½, 205 pounds, and maybe it was just my frame of mind, my not expecting to see anyone, but when I opened the door to the file room, finding her there scared the living crap out of me. She screamed. I took a step back through the door. She got up, stood on the chair, and began yelling at me, waving her cell phone in the air. "I'll call the police." Her fingers shook as she dialed 9, then 1, and hovered over the last 1. "Get out now and I won't call." I could have lunged for her, and the phone would have been out of her hand before she realized she hadn't dialed the final digit. But she looked terrified, so I retreated another step and put my hands up in surrender. "I'm not going to hurt you," I used my best soothing, calm voice. "You don't need to call the police. This is my office."
"Do I look stupid to you? You just broke into my office."
"Your office? I think you took a wrong turn at the corner of crazy and nut job." She wobbled atop the chair, holding both arms out to regain her balance, and then her skirt fell to her feet.
"Get out!"
She crouched down and grabbed her skirt, tugging it up to her waist as she turned her back to me. "Do you take medication, ma'am?"
"Medication? Ma'am? Are you joking?"
"You know what?" I motioned to the phone she was still holding. "Why don't you push that last one and get the police over here? They can drive you back to whatever loony bin you escaped from." Her eyes widened. For a crazy person, now that I was really looking, she was pretty damn cute. Fiery red hair piled on top of her head seemed to match her firecracker personality. Although from the looks of her blazing blue eyes, I was glad I'd held off on telling her that. She pushed 1 and proceeded to report the crime of entering one's own office.
"I'd like to report a robbery."
"Robbery?" I arched an eyebrow and looked around. A lone folding chair and crappy metal folding table were the only furniture in the entire space. "What exactly am I stealing? Your winning personality?" She amended her complaint to the police.
"A breaking and entering. I'd like to report a breaking and entering at 575 Park Avenue.
She paused and listened.
"No, I don't think he's armed. But he's big. Really big. At least 6 feet. Maybe bigger."
I smirked. "And strong. Don't forget to tell them I'm strong, too. Want me to flex for you? And maybe you should tell them I have green eyes. Wouldn't want the police to confuse me with all the other really big thieves hanging out in my office." After she hung up, she stayed standing on the chair, still glaring at me. "Was there also a mouse?" I asked.
"A mouse?
Considering you jumped up on that chair," I chuckled.
"You find this funny?"
"Oddly, I do. And I have no fucking idea why. It should annoy the crap out of me that I come home from a 2-week vacation and find a squatter in my office."
"Squatter? I'm no squatter. This is my office. I moved in a week ago."
She bobbled again while standing on her chair. "Why don't you get down? You're going to fall off that thing and get hurt."
"How do I know you're not going to hurt me when I get down?"
I shook my head and contained my laugh. "Sweetheart, look at the size of me. Look at the size of you. Standing on that chair isn't doing jack shit to keep you safe. If I wanted to hurt you, you'd be out cold on the floor already."
"I take Krav Maga classes twice a week."
"Twice a week? Really? Thanks for the warning."
"You don't have to ridicule me. Maybe I could hurt you. For an intruder, you're really kind of rude, you know."
"Get down." After a full minute stare-off, she climbed off the chair. "See? You're as safe on the ground as you were up there."
"What do you want from here?"
"You didn't call the police, did you? You almost had me there for a second."
"I didn't, but I can."
"Now why would you go and do that? So they can arrest you for breaking and entering?" She pointed down at her makeshift desk. For the first time, I noticed papers all over the place.
"I told you, this is my office. I'm working late tonight because the construction crew was so loud today that I couldn't get done what I needed to. Why would anyone break and enter to work at